God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost,
and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's about changing the face of Islam through miracles, signs, and wonders. We have Faisal Malik with us. It's going to be a great time. Well, welcome to Insights Today. I'm very excited about today's program because we have with us Faisal Malik, who is a very good friend of ours, and we love you. We've had you on our program before.
Yes.
And Faisal, you used to be a Muslim, but now you have converted to Christianity. You're on fire for Jesus,
right.
a spokesman for our Lord. And on today's program, we are going to talk about reaching Muslims through miracles, signs, and wonders.
Right.
And I was reading a scripture out of Matthew 28, and it says, Jesus' words, he said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, which is like ethnos and people groups and that. So it is very important that we reach the Muslims in this time.
That's right.
But we're going to talk a lot about miracles, signs, and wonders in a while. But first of all, we want to talk about the two faces of Islam. So
That's
could
right.
you share with us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And it's just a joy to be here again with you, Patricia. The first face of Islam is one of violence and terrorism. Even the Bible says that Ishmael would grow up to be a man of war, and he'd be at war with himself and everyone else. And so what's happened in the world today, because it's the season for the Muslim people where God wants to reach to them, at the same time, one of the faces of Islam is being exposed. And so the Western world in particular is finding out about terrorism and violence. And what's happening is that they're misunderstanding that there's another side to the coin. There's another face of Islam. And what God really wants to do, Sabina, my wife, and I were praying one morning. She got up and she said, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, let's change the face of Islam.
I love that.
Whereas one face is terrorism, and God's saying, I want to change the face, where now we view the Muslim people in the light of their destiny and their inheritance. And we don't see them as the enemy. In fact, we love our enemies, and we begin to see them as God's perspective for them, as our inheritance.
That's so important, isn't it? Especially when there's been, you know, a lot going on in the last few years.
Yes.
With 9/11 and everything that's happened since that time. So it gets people a little bit stirred, frightened,
yes.
resistant, and it's like we kind of have this tendency to clump everybody together and say, well, this is the way they are, but it's not, is it?
That's right.
And then there's hope that we can enter into for not only for how we can reach out, but for what can happen to an entire people group.
You know, it's like that scripture when you say that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And the more we see this one side of terrorism, what it does is it robs us of hope, which actually forwards the agenda of the spirit of terrorism, or the spirit behind terrorism, mm-hmm. which is to make the church afraid and paralyze it so it doesn't step out and reach out to these Muslim people. And so what we have to do is we have to bring the prophetic word of what God's saying in this hour and this season that will inspire hope. You know, the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. always inspires hope.
Yeah.
And I really believe the Holy Spirit wants to inspire hope in the heart of the church so that faith can give substance to that hope. If there's no hope, faith can't give substance to it. And hope comes from the Holy Spirit giving us an inspiration of the heart of God and the plan of God. And we begin to see the Muslim people in the light of God's purpose. And when that hope comes, then we begin to get faith that gives substance to that hope, and then we let the love of God shed abroad in our hearts be expressed towards a lost and dying people.
Wow. Well, I love Sabina's heart where she said, let's just change the face.
Yes.
It's like a face change, a
yes.
makeover,
a makeover,
whatever.
Yes.
So What does that look like?
Well, it looks like where right now we see the Muslim people as terrorists. And there's a strategy behind terrorism, which is to rob the Muslim people of their inheritance in Christ and to camouflage their destiny as a people group. And so what we want to do is the new face is going to be one of the Muslim people receiving Jesus, getting to know their Father, mm-hmm. becoming aware that God always had a plan for them. He had a destiny for them. It's their season. And they're going to come forth and be an expression of Christ himself in the earth and literally provoke the church onto a passion for Jesus.
I love that. You know, everyone needs to be reached.
Yes.
Everyone needs to be loved. And if we've got... you know, a thought in our mind of what a person's like because we've clumped them, you know, kind of into a mindset that we have, then we're going to miss the heart that's looking and searching and desiring to be filled.
That's right.
And so what are some of the practical things that we can do to reach out?
One of the first things, Patricia, is that you mentioned fear. So people are fear. So right now we have to get rid of the fear. And we have to realize that these people are human beings, that God is not willing that any should perish. So first we get a vision of God's heart for them that will automatically awaken the well of love within us for the salvation of the masses. And we begin to reach out to our Muslim community. We'll be able to talk to them. Muslims want friends, especially in the Western world. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to have conversation. They're very hospitable people. Invite them to your home. Go over to their home. They love gifts. They love to ask questions. They love to want to inquire about God. They love things that are of a miracle nature, of a prophetic nature. They don't have any revelation.
Right.
So revelation, interpreting their dreams. Every Muslim believes that God speaks to dreams. So go to a Muslim and say, hey, have you ever had any dreams lately? And let them share that dream with you. And then believe God to give you the interpretation like he gave Joseph and Daniel and begin to interpret their dreams. I've done that and seen Muslims come to Jesus.
You know what we did also? We were in England, London, England, went into Hyde Park and set up just a blanket out on the park and put a sign up that said, free dream interpretations.
Okay.
And people would come and share their dreams and we would interpret them. And it just spent a day in the park, you know. And this Muslim gentleman came and sat down and shared his dream. We interpreted it and we landed up leading him to Jesus right there in the park.
See, awesome.
Yeah, and it was easy. It was very easy. He was very hungry and just like you say, very hospitable and warm.
Yes.
You know, we think, okay, someone's a Muslim, you know, maybe they're going to be a terrorist or something. But you know what? There's terrorists in our culture.
That's
people
right.
that have been born and raised in Canada and the USA.
That's right.
There's people that terrorize communities with lawlessness, with drug addiction and drug sales and things like that. These are all forms of terrorism because they terrorize society in different ways. And there's a lot of corruption in every culture and in every nation. So we can't just say, well, this people
group
is evil.
We can't just isolate them.
No, because God loves each and every one.
And you know, when you mention terrorism, I think that we as believers should always remember that our war is not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
It's against these evil spirits in high places and wickedness and principalities and rulers of darkness of this world. So really, where is our war? Our war is not against them. In fact, we have to stand in the gap for them as a people and begin to cry out to God as a mother would for a dying child for them. And with that type of heart, Muslims can tell if you're genuine, if you're sincere. Just be real with them. You don't have to. Just be yourself.
Wow.
And just tell them about how you know Jesus. Don't push it on them and wait for them to ask because they will ask you.
I think a lot of it is just building relationship. It's like with anyone, you know, we're sometimes a little bit eager to go get the message crammed down someone's throat that we forget that Jesus is a friend to the unsaved.
That's right.
No matter what color of skin they have, no matter what their background, no matter what they've done in their past, no matter where they come from, no matter what gender, he is a friend to the sinner.
That's right.
And they just need love. Everyone needs love. And love goes a long way, doesn't it? If we just learn to reach out
just
in that
love
and tenderness.
It seems simple, but it's very profound because, you know, even as me growing up as a Muslim, I never knew God loved me. And no Muslim knows or has experienced the love of God in the deep measure they can in the person of Jesus. And they're seeking truth, and truth is a person.
Yeah.
And when they come in contact with the sweet presence of Jesus, they've never experienced this divine presence of God in that measure. And when they have that encounter with the person of Jesus, a Muslim heart will never be the same again.
I just met a wonderful Muslim girl. She's about 17 years of age, just a sweetheart. And she's a foreign exchange student. And the family that she's staying with are Christian pastors. And so she's been coming out to the conferences. She came out to our conference, went to every single session. I ended up prophesying over her. She loved the prophetic word, had all kinds of questions to ask following that. And she is so close to becoming a Christian. But you could tell that she's got a seeking heart. And you know what? No matter what you've learned in the past, no matter how many generations of wrong faith or, you know, other faith that you've been in, all it takes is one revelation of truth to bring you into the kingdom. That's it.
One moment.
Yeah, one moment. And so we are going to be talking about, in the second half of our program on God Talk, we want to talk about the power of miracles.
Yes.
Because God's been doing amazing miracle outbreak of miracles in the Muslim communities and amongst the people, and that is leading many to Jesus Christ. So we're going to take a break right now, but we'll come right back.
Come explore the glory of God. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
Hi there. I want to personally invite you to join me and the Extreme Prophetic Team in Tucson, Arizona on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February. We're going to be in Tucson along with Paul Keith Davis, Keith Miller, and Randy Domain for the In Glory Conference. And believe you me, if you attend, you'll find yourself in a glory atmosphere for sure. It is going to be outstanding. Tucson, Arizona is great to visit at that time of year, too, to get a little bit of fun in the sun. S-O-N. Why don't you join us? We'll see you there.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
Well, welcome back on God Talk today. We're going to be discussing the power of miracles and how to reach the Muslim people with the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ. And that's a fantastic subject. Faisal, one of the scriptures that I believe is being highlighted a lot by the Spirit today is out of Acts 2, 17 down to verse 21. And it talks about the Spirit of God being poured out upon all flesh. In the last days.
Yes, that's right.
He doesn't say upon all Christians.
That's right.
He says upon all mankind, upon every nation, the Spirit is being poured out. And that's what's happening right now. And he says that in that outpouring, that there will be a lot of prophesying going on. A lot of people will be getting dreams and visions. But he says, I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. And then in verse 21, it says, and it shall be that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when the Spirit's being poured out, that's the Spirit of revelation of Jesus Christ, and the prophetic's being released, and the signs and wonders are being released, the miracles are being released, it's going to cause a harvest to take place. And you've been seeing that happen.
That's the reports we're getting from the Muslim countries and about Muslims having dynamic experiences and through signs and wonders being drawn to Jesus. One story that I heard from a missionary firsthand myself out of the Middle East in the nation of Egypt, and I later confirmed this because this is a very powerful story. And what I found out is this, that a Muslim man killed his wife and buried her in a tomb. And usually in those cultures, they have an area, a grave site, where they can bury more than one person in that area. And so he buries his wife and he buries the two daughters alive. One of them was an 8-year-old girl and the other one was a little baby. And so 15 days later, the brother died. So they went back to go bury the brother in the same place, and they found the two girls still alive.
Oh, my God!
And so this obviously got out, and so they interviewed the 8-year-old girl on television. And they asked her, they said, how did you survive? And she said that a man clothed in white with a bright shining face, with holes in his hands came, wow. woke my mother up to feed my baby sister because the baby was nursing.
Wow.
And
this
gave
is
me,
chilling.
And she said that this man gave me food to eat and he ate with me. And he came every day and woke my mother up to feed my baby sister and to give me food. And she goes, that's how I lived. And then the woman that was interviewing her on television was wearing a burqa. And she said, that sounds like this man named Jesus we've been hearing about. And if he has holes in his hands, then he must have really died. And then they cut the feet.
Wow.
And this is Jesus showing up, you know, the resurrection and the life. Revealing himself, preparing a path before the church, showing the church that he has a heart for these Muslim people, and he's reaching out to them. You know, Patricia, I believe that the cry of the Muslim heart is come up behind the wall, from behind this wall
yes.
of Islam. It's ascended to the throne, and the Father is stirred, and Jesus is just revealing himself. And he desires us as a people to walk in his footsteps with demonstrations of his power.
Well, Jesus loves the Muslim
yes.
people. Each person he created for a destiny and purpose in him, and they need to be reached. And it touches me to know that he would go and reach them supernaturally like that, because
yes.
chances are there was no one to tell them about Jesus prior to that time. That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's been a lot of appearances too. I understand that Jesus has been appearing not only in this situation, but even in North America here, he's
yes.
been appearing to the Muslim people.
Yes. Right here, we actually got a call from a city of a woman that was desperate, and she was praying and crying out to God, and she didn't feel that her prayers were being answered. And one day, she read about Jesus in the Quran. And so she just cried out and called upon the name of the Lord, as you just read. And Jesus came and appeared before her.
Wow.
And she got born again. She received Jesus into the depths of her being. And later her mother came to Jesus, and 72 other people came to know Jesus because of this experience she had in Christ.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
This is the kind of stuff we are hearing all over the world. And you know, Jesus has a reputation in the Middle East that they know him because there's so many stories of him appearing. Entire villages at one time having the same dream. One particular village had a dream for 3 nights. Everybody in the village had the same dream. And because they were Muslims, they wouldn't tell one another. So one person started to talk to one person and said, hey, I had the same dream, and they realized it was about Jesus.
Wow.
And this is one of the things that God is using to reach them.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And you know, this is important too, Patricia, because Muslims believe God doesn't speak since the Prophet of Islam, so the only way he can speak to their hearts now is through dreams and visions. So Muslims pay careful attention to dreams and any visions that they might have. I remember as a Muslim, I did too, I was taught to pay attention to my dreams. So God is using an entry point to their heart.
Oh, this is so exciting. Well, I know that Jesus, when he sent out his disciples, he said, you go preach the good news of the kingdom. And then he says, heal
that's
the
right.
sick, you know, cleanse
yeah.
the lepers,
cast
out devils, raise the dead,
yeah.
do all those things. And that's supposed to be normal kingdom Christianity.
That's right.
And any people group will respond to the miracles of Jesus, because that is how we are to reach out. And I remember a number of years ago, we were ministering in Albania. And this was just after Albania opened up, because it had been under ferocious communism for 50 years, and then it opened. It was wonderful to have the privilege to go and share the gospel. So we would just go like door to door and pray with people to see how we could help them and just befriend them. They're wonderful, friendly people. And this one family we went to was a Muslim family, and we just met the first visit, met the man and his wife. The man had been in a sick bed for a long time because of an arthritic condition that he had. And so we prayed for him, and God raised him up. Jesus touched his body, and all the arthritis left him. He got up out of bed, was walking around. He was so excited. Now,
awesome.
He didn't receive Jesus Christ that
right.
day as
okay.
a Savior, but he knew that Jesus Christ healed him. He invites us back the next day. He says, I want you to come and have a meal with my family. So the next day we went back, and he had a big family there, and he had cooked a beautiful meal and had all his children there, and we got to meet them all. And he said, I want you to pray for my daughter. He took me over to the side. He says, I want you to pray for my daughter because she is barren. So we went over into the back room with his daughter and prayed for her, and she was just weeping, because apparently that's quite a disgrace
that's
if
right.
you can't
yes.
give birth. And the Lord gave me a word for her. And the word was that she would give birth to a child within 1 year.
Wow, praise God.
And I said, and she wasn't ready at that point to receive Jesus as her Savior, but I said, when you get pregnant, you will know that it is Jesus Christ who has given you this miracle. And then you will believe, because He wants you
to
acknowledge Him as your God. And so we prayed for her. I didn't actually feel anything happen, but I knew the word of the Lord.
Yes.
So we prayed for her. She thanked us. They were very nice, and finished our time with them. And a year later, just over a year, I get this card in the mail with a picture of her holding the baby. The baby was a couple months old. And they had the baby just like the Lord had said. And she said,
praise
we are
God.
Now believers in Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's great. That's awesome.
I mean, it's like, it's true. God wants the Muslims reaching. He's going to reach them through miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes. And one of the other things was, I was recently in Pakistan, and in Pakistan there's a lot of witchcraft. And that's another major area, because Muslims don't have a true answer how to deal with the dark, the occult, and witchcraft. But we have the power in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. And so a demonstration over that kind of power is a real key to be able to be a witness and leave a witness of the power of Jesus with Muslim people. In this particular experience, a witch doctor was trying to do witchcraft on me, and through word of knowledge, I found that out, and I shared it with the people I was staying with. And so later they got evidence that what I said was actually true, because this person had gone to a special place to meet with the witch doctor to do this. And so the glory of God came on me, Patricia, for 3 hours.
Wow.
I was laying down. I was literally in the glory of God. I couldn't even move, and I could see through walls in the spirit. And while I was there, I got up then after 3 hours, and I went to the witch doctor's house. And when I showed up there, the witch doctor opened the door and turned pale, began to shake, and was literally looking like this in different parts of the room. And she obviously saw demons leaving. I perceived them leaving too, but she saw them leaving with her sight, because she was associating with them. And that was just the glory of God that went before me. And she was shaken by the power of God.
Wow.
So great is the power of the presence of Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
this is amazing. I had a friend of mine who was doing a crusade in a Muslim area, and a lot of witchcraft going on. And he stood up and confronted the witchcraft just in front of the whole thing. A woman got healed. In fact, she had lost a breast because of cancer. It grew back in that meeting.
Wow.
She runs up, shows everyone, because it was in Africa and they're used to that. She shows everyone that God had formed a breast. And then all that witchcraft got confronted, and thousands of Muslims got saved.
Amen.
One miracle. This is outstanding what the Lord is doing in this hour. You also can reach out, because He is in you.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special decree for kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I'm receiving a revelation right now, and honestly, I've never had a revelation like this one before. What I saw was a vision of a woman, and you have two different colored eyes. One is blue and one is brown, and you were born with your eye coloring that way, and it's been a struggle for you to accept all throughout your childhood and all throughout your life. You've been really concerned that your eyes are two different colors, and you're looking at correcting them and getting corrective contacts with different color tints and that, but nothing's really satisfied you inside. And what I'm sensing from the Lord is that your eyes are a prophetic sign. They're a prophetic sign. Now, blue is the color oftentimes that describes a symbolism of heavenly glory, heavenly revelation, divine revelation. And what I sense the Spirit is saying is that blue eye signifies a prophetic call on your eye, or on your life for Heather. But the brown eye, the color brown, symbolizes the finished work of the cross and humility. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord says that you're seeing through His eyes of humility, through the eyes of the finished work of the cross. And so even though it might be uncomfortable for you as far as fashion or that, you know, if you just can get confident over what God has done with you and the way that He's formed you, and just wear your look with confidence, knowing that you are a called vessel of the Lord, it's going to make the world of difference to you. Don't let the world tell you that you have to have two eyes the same color. God gave you this to be a sign and a wonder, and you will be. You're just going to come into the most amazing season of spirituality, such as you've never walked in before, so enjoy it.
I have a word here for America, that there's hope coming to the nation of America with respect to the Muslim world, that God is about to change the face of Islam, and you're going to view the Muslim people from a new lens, from a new perspective. You're not going to see them merely as terrorists out to kill you, but you're going to see them as men and women receiving Jesus and entering into the kingdom of God.
I have a word right now for someone that you are now a Christian, but you grew up as a Muslim. In fact, all your family are still Muslim, and you've been so concerned for them. And you have paid a huge price to be a Christian. In fact, there's been almost like a divorcement with different family members, and you've been despised and talked about, and you feel very isolated and alone. But your faith is strong. And the Lord wants to encourage you that all your family is going to get saved. In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your house." And so the Lord wants to encourage you with that today. You just keep praying and standing in faith. They'll all get saved.
I see a Muslim woman, and you're wanting to know if this is all real. And you've been seeking, you've been somewhat suppressed in your life, and you're wanting to know if Jesus is real. I want to encourage you right now, if you would just call upon the name of Jesus, that He'll reveal Himself to you. Say, "Jesus, if you're real, I want to know you personally. I want to know if you are real." And Jesus is going to reveal Himself to you with His sweet presence.
And there's someone watching the program right now, and you have just had a landscaper come into your yard, and you hired them to do some work, and you're so disappointed with it. It wasn't at all what you asked for, and you've been really grieving over it and really stressed, so much so that the stress has actually caused you to sin a little as far as your attitude and some of the words that you've been speaking about. But the Lord says, just trust Him, because He's going to work everything together for good, and it's going to be even better than what you could have ever imagined. And you'll be actually thankful that they did it wrong at the end of the day.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's program. It's been great having you with us. You know, there's nothing like the love of Jesus, and He loves all people. And He wants to use you to go and reach the world around you. So our prayer is that you would be so filled with His love that it'll just pour out of you, just like a sponge releases water. Now, I have a special destiny word for each and every one of you, and it's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.